It was 15 years ago this weekend that the Philadelphia Eagles found themselves in Jacksonville, Florida. It was Super Bowl 39. Perhaps you remember it. The young people in the front here don't remember it. The Eagles may not want to remember it either. But certainly, the Staples Corporation remembers it. It was during Super Bowl 39 that Staples unveiled a product that was a huge success. Their red easy button. You remember that. Maybe you have one at home or at work. I have a spinoff here from Bud Light. The Staples one says, that was easy. And in a world where very few things are easy, in a world where failure, frustration, difficulty, and disappointment are par for the course, that Staples button is an interesting phenomenon. They've sold over $8 million worth. It gives a sense of accomplishment, a feel-good feeling of success. And I was reminded of all of those things as I was praying with the scriptures of this day. I was reminded of that not because of the Super Bowl or Andy Reid, although that may have reminded me of it, but more to the point, the message of these readings this Sunday is so loud and clear. And it's not the message of easiness. That word never appears in the scripture. But it is a word of clarity, simplicity, and success. In a nutshell, Christianity works. And it never fails. Never. We hear and see evidence of that throughout the scriptures today. The setting for this gospel and for the next 3 weeks is the heart of the gospel. It's the most important of Jesus' teachings. Jesus is on the mountain. He's giving the Sermon on the Mount. Last week it began, and we didn't hear it because we had the presentation of the Lord. But last week, Jesus gave the 8 ways in which you and I can inherit his kingdom. The 8 ways in which we can become blessed and we can live forever. This week, he turns right away to the disciples and he gives these promises, these parables of salt and light. And both work. Light always shines. Salt always gives flavor. And if for some reason they don't do that, they are absolutely worthless. And then he says to the disciples, "You are salt. You are the light of the world." And in saying that, he says something incredible. He reminds these human beings of just how great they are, how amazing they are, as light and salt. This isn't my word, this is the very word of God, declaring it so. Isaiah the prophet shows us how we can be that. He said, "Share the bread with the hungry. When you shelter the oppressed and the homeless, when you clothe the naked, guess what happens? The light shines," he says. "And not only that, but your wounds will be quickly healed." Isn't that beautiful? The glory of God will be with you. Your vindication will go before you. He goes on, if you remove oppression, false accusation, malicious speech, if you quit the gossip and sinful speech out of your lips, guess what happens? Light shines in darkness. The gloom can become like the midday. It's that simple. Christianity works. Charity never fails. St. Paul is a beautiful, just one example of that. If you remember, we've been reading from his letter to the Corinthians. It's a community that has a lot of division. And one of the reasons is because there's a lot of competition. Who's better than who? And Paul just speaks today right into that. He says, I came to this city, this people, not with great things, but with simplicity, with weakness, with nervousness and trepidation. And I simply proclaimed Jesus, the one that I saw and the one that I love. That's it. Years ago, the English scholar Chesterton said that the Christian ideal has not been tried and found wanting, but rather it's been found difficult and it's been left untried. The Christian message just left at the side of the road. And I wonder today if many of the difficulties we face, if many of the anxieties and worries, all the complications, I wonder how many of them are because our faith has been left untried, unlived, unengaged. And so that gives us an opportunity. Again, this day, this week, to try it out. Let your light shine. Let the flavor of the gospel and God's way come forth. Is it easy? No. But does it work? Always. You know, Valentine's Day is Friday. And because of that, the church in the United States celebrates this week National Marriage Week. Does marriage always work? I'm not so sure. But I'm sure of this. The sacrament of marriage always does. Because it's the meeting of two people who freely look each other in the eye. They promise faithfulness and forever. They promise fruitfulness. They promise to be with each other, to take time, to be honest, to renew themselves, to look at this greater picture of marriage. And whenever that happens, we see the gospel. My friends, this is a week for all of us, married or not, to renew the living of who and what we are. And we hear that so beautifully proclaimed. On Friday night, I'll hear it as well in church. You're all invited to come back, all the married people. Come and renew your wedding vows on Friday night. You could probably use a renewal. It doesn't hurt. And in fact, it can rekindle us. And that's exactly what the Word of God does. You are the light of the world, the salt of the earth. And how privileged we are to be that. And how amazing it is when that is lived. Let us this week live it. Act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with our God.